Boker Tov, good morning, Shavua Tov, and Chodesh Tov, Mubarak. Zad Hashem, this class should be for the Hatzlacha, Tzva Haganah Yisrael. We should only hear Besorot Tovod, Zad Hashem.
Amen.
Today's daf is Daf Samech Gimel, Daf 63. We left off on Samech Bet, Amud Bet, 62b, towards the top of the page. Let's jump right in. Second line on the page, Matkif La Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. Rabbi Abba has a contradiction. Ela Me'ata, we were discussing yesterday, just to recap, that if something is biyado la'asot, it's in his hands to be able to do it, then what's the deen? We said even if he makes a condition and it's not yet done, let's say he says, what was the example we said yesterday? That if he says, these attached fruits from the ground should be truma for these detached fruits, but I will detach these fruits. And he has in his hand to detach them, so we said that works, right? In the Mishnah, just to correct for yesterday, we had in the Mishnah, we're going to see it again today, that if somebody says, these attached fruits should be truma for these detached, or the detached for the attached, we said, en truma to truma. That does not count as truma. It's only if he will detach it. So the Gemara says, en ma'ata, if that's the case, hanoten pruta l'shivchato ve'amar. If somebody gives a pruta to his maidservant and says, harei at mekudeshet li l'achar shechartich, Ashkararich says, I will do kiddushin with you, and this is a kiddushin for you, once I free you, for after I free you. So, hachinami dabu kiddushin, would that also be kiddushin, since it's biyado, he's able to free her. Gemara says, hachi ashta, is that even similar? Hatam meikara behema, hashta da'at acheret. Over there, by the case of a maidservant, in the beginning, the shivcha is like a behema, she doesn't have any rights, right? But now, she is da'at acheret, she's a completely different mindset. Now that she's freed. So if that's different completely than the case that we were talking about, where he's talking about, let's say, the case of fruits. So Rashi says, Hilkach ein mechusar ma'aseh gadol mizeh. There's no greater mechusar ma'aseh than that. That's the greatest type of mechusar ma'aseh, because it's such a difference between like a behema and a human being. But the Gemara says, Ve'elaha de'amar Rabbi Hoshaya, hanotem pruta le'ishto. If somebody gives a pruta to his wife, ve'amar la, and he says to her, Harei at mekudeshet li l'achar shegarshich. You are married to me after I divorce you. He said, I will remarry you with this money after I divorce you. That doesn't count. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe over here, it would also be considered kiddushin. Because he's able to divorce her, he's able to do, and then he would be able to do kiddushin with her. So the Gemara says, yes, he's able to divorce her, that's in his hands. But is he able to marry her? Meaning she has to accept the marriage for it to be okay. He can't just marry her, he can't divorce her. But you can't just marry her, right? If she accepts, so that's not biado. That's talui on her. That it needs her consent, and so therefore, that's not biado. Tifshot debay Rabbi Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya. We have a question from Rav Hoshaya.
If she cannot consent now, I agree that after
divorce. Even if she does, that's not biado. Biado means it's just him. So we said, Rav Hoshaya has a question. Tifshot debay Rav Hoshaya. Let's answer his question. Hanoten shtei prutot leisha. If somebody gives two prutot to a woman, ba'achat amar la hitkashili ayom. For one of them, he says, marry me today. Uvachat amar la hitkachili la'achar shegarshich. And for the other coin, he says, marry me after I divorce you. So the Gemara says, tifshot mina delo avu kiddushin. We can learn from here that it's not considered kiddushin, right? Because yes, biado legorsha, but he's not. First of all, if he's marrying her, he's not yet married to her. So how can he say this is your kiddushin for after I divorce you? You're not even married yet. So this is for kiddushin, but he doesn't. He's biado always legorsha, but he's not biado lekatsha, right? Rashi says. It only takes effect once he divorces her, and he didn't divorce her yet. So when it says dilma ki echid tavsei kiddushin hashta tavsei nami lachar mikan, maybe no, maybe we would say he's giving her two coins at once. So just like the first kiddushin is taking effect, so too the kiddushin after divorce would also take effect. And maybe over here we would say that both kiddushins would work. Tanek avetet de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brighter just like Rabbi Yochanan. Ein tormin min atalush al mechubar vim taram ein terumato teruma. He says you cannot give truma from something that is detached for something that is attached. And if you did, teruma does not count. Ketzad, how is that so? Amar perot arugazo telushin yu teruma al perot arugazo mechuberet. If he says these detached fruits in this row should be truma for these attached fruits in this row, perot arugazu mechuberet yu truma al perot arugazu telushin, or the vice versa, lo amar klum, it's as if he said nothing. Aval amar likshayit lashu, but if he says they are truma once they are detached. Venitleshu, and it was detached. Dvarav kayamin, his words are fulfilled. Yater al ken amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov added and said, Afilo amar perod arugazo tulushin, you truma perod arugazo mechuberet. If even if he said detached fruits should be truma for the attached, or perot arugaz mechuberet, di truma perot arugaz tulushin, or the vice versa. Like sheyaviu shlish, when it brings 1/3 of its fruit, of what it's bringing, v'italshu, and it gets detached.
1/3 ripen.
1/3 ripen, meaning it becomes 1/3 ripen from what the fruit is going to get its ripeness from. And it becomes v'yiviyu shlish v'nitleshu, and it becomes 1/3, and as well, it also was detached. Dvarav kayamin, then his words will be fulfilled. So Amar Abba. So let's say this is like Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says Amar Abba lo Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ela b'shachat. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says this is only referring to fodder, which is a lot more. Rashi says shafu bishaloni b'shlu agariin shlish o afilo adain lo. It's considered like animal food, and therefore, even though it's not 1/3 ripened yet, it's still, this is considered more ripened and it can be given to one's animal. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was talking about. But regarding, let's say, something that's like softer, right? Rashi says, "Sheina elat tzmechim rakim," soft plants that are not yet edible, that is not what he's referring to, and therefore that would not work, that would not take effect. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, "Afilu ba'agam," even with these soft plants from fruits, that would also take effect. So Gemara says, "My mashma day agam lishnat debutzlanahu." How do we know this agam is a lashon of growth of the plant? So Amar Belezer, Amar Belazar, the Amar Kra halachov ke agman rosho. It's a pasuk. Pasuk says in Yeshayahu that it's like a agmon. Over here, it's using the word agmon, right? It's referring to the head being bent down. It's using the word agmon. Agmon, it's using it kind of like as the word agam over here. That's not what it means literally, but over here, it's using it as the word agam to teach you that agam is referring to the growth. So the Gemara says, "Keman az lahad etanya." Who is the following baraita like? We said, if someone says to his friend, "If you have a baby girl, I'm doing my kedushin with her." Lo amar klum. It's as if he said nothing. V'amar b'chanina lo shanu ela she'en isho me'uberet. That's only if his wife, the person isn't pregnant. The wife isn't pregnant, right? If a person says to his friend, "Your wife, if she has a baby girl, I'm doing kiddushin with her." That's only if she's not pregnant. Aval isho me'uberet v'arav kayamin. But if his wife was pregnant, then kiddushin would work. Keman, who is that like? Iker rabba. If it's like rabba, she'ukar ubera. It's talking about that you recognize that she's pregnant.
3 months.
3 months, right? That's according to Rabbah, right? How does that work with Rabbah's opinion? Rabbah says he was only talking about shachat, that when it's something that is more on the ripened side, it's not fully ripened or 1/3, but it's on the riper side. But the Gemara says, Ikar Rav Yosef, afal bishalo ukar ubera. If it's like Rav Yosef, even if nobody knows she's pregnant yet, that still works, right? As long as she's pregnant. V'ikdami, some say, Amar Rabbah, lo amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, ela b'shachat devei kivshah. Some say Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov only said, when talking about shachat avei kivsha, what is the shachat avei kivsha? Rashi says, "Sadeh shel beit habal shedaya b'mei geshamim." It's enough with rainwater. Doesn't no water is needed. So that's what he was saying. Aval b'shachat avei shikya, lo. But when it's a fodder of avei shikya, which Rashi says is shel sadeh beit ashalachim shetzricha la'ashkod lo amar, that's when it's talking about a field where it needs to be watered, that he was not referring to. But when it does not need to be watered, that's what Rabbah was referring to. Aval b'shachat v'shikya, right? Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, no, afilo b'shachat v'shikya, even from the fodder that is from those fields that need to be watered, that's what Rabbi Elazar Yaakov was referring to. So the Gemara says, "Yeman hazla adetane." Who is his bride to go like? Ha'omer lechaverot im yalda ishtecha nekeva mekudeshet li la'amar klum. If your wife has a baby girl, she's married to me. V'amar v'chanina lo shanu ela she'en ishto me'uberet. That's only if his wife isn't pregnant. Aval ishto me'uberet dvar kayamin. But if his wife is pregnant, the words count. Keman k'sheukar ubera v'divir akol. That's referring to if it's 3 months, she's recognized that she's pregnant. And according to all opinions, according to both Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, according to this Shita. Because according to this Shita, they're both talking about Shachat. It both needs to be a Shachat fodder, but it's just the difference of Fachat, if it's a fodder of a field that does not even need to be watered, or it does need to be watered. But they both agree it needs to be something that's recognized, and therefore, it needs to be Hukar Ubera. Amar Abaye, They all agree that a person can convey over to someone else, can acquire over to someone else, something that has not yet come into this world. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov had him around. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we just saw. Right? We just saw his opinion. Right now, we have to go and find the other one's opinions, right? So the Gemara says, Rabbi the Tanya, Rabbi is the following. Lo taskir eved el adonav. Don't deliver the slave to his master. What is the pasuk referring to? So Rabbi Omer, belokeh eved al menad l'shachero ketu medaber. Buying a slave on al menad on condition that you're trying to free him. Says hechidame. What's the case? Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak kegon de katav le. It's like he writes to him. Leikshekachacha hare atzmecha kanui lecha me'achshav. When I purchase you, you are acquired to yourself from now. So you see from what. He's not even, it's something that's lo bala olam yet, hasn't yet, right? When I buy you, it hasn't yet happened yet. And he's saying that he's doing it on condition to free him. So he's able to makne davar shelo bala olam. That's Rabbi. Rabbi Meir, Detanya. Ha'omer le'isha harat mekudeshet li l'achar she'gayer. You are mekudeshet to me after I convert. L'achar she'gayeri, after you convert. L'achar she'shachari, after I'm freed as a slave. L'achar she'shachari, after you are freed. L'achar she'amud ba'alich, after your husband dies. L'achar she'tamud achotich, after your sister dies. L'achar she'achlos l'achivamich, after your brother-in-law does chalitza with you. Inam mekudeshet, that does not count. Rabbi Meir omer mekudeshet. Rabbi Meir says that does count. Rabbi Yochanan Sandla omer inam mekudeshet. He says it does not. Rabbi Dan Nasi omer mekudeshet. He says it does. So you see that Rabbi Meir holds, you can be makneh something that hasn't yet come to this world yet. She's still married to someone. Say, I'm doing kiddushin with you for after the husband dies. So the Gemara says, Umma ta'am amru ina mekudeshet. Why did they say she's not mekudeshet? Mishum eva. So it did not cause any eva, any like hatred amongst that person, right? Evat achota ve'evat bala, with the sister, with the husband, saying after they die. Imagine then they die and what happens. They're going to cause a lot of drama in the family. So therefore, they didn't want to do this, so they said not mekudeshet. So the Gemara says, "V'nichshod nami Rabbi Dan Nasi." Hold on, Rabbi Dan Nasi also said mekudeshet. Why didn't we include him in the three? We said the three were Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why didn't we include Rabbi Dan Nasi? So the Gemara says, "Hainu Rabbi Hainu Rabbi Hainu Rabbi Dan Nasi." Rabbi is the same person as Rabbi Dan Nasi, so that's why it's talking about him. V'nichshod nami Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't I mention Rabbi Akiva? What Rabbi Akiva? The Tanan, it should say Mishnah. Konam shani osal aficha. If the woman takes a neder, that the man shouldn't benefit from anything that she brings to the world, any of her handiwork, anything she earns. Ain sarich lahafer, he does not even need to annul it. He doesn't even need to annul that neder. Why? Because it's earned to him. There's a certain limit that's chayav to him, that what she brings in goes to the husband. Not everything, but a certain amount. Rabbi Akiva omer, yafer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, he should annul it. Because maybe she's going to make more than what is set out to go to the husband, and therefore you should annul it so that it would all go to the husband. So what do you see over here? We see over here that she can be, right? Look at Rashi. Shema ta'adiv al ma'aseh adeh yoter min ha'ra'uy lo v'yoter mima shehi chayevet lo la'asod lo k'tubot amrinan ma'i osa lo mishkal 5 slaim. We said 5 slaim, shtei b'yudah shen 10 slaim b'galil ulechi atya ha'adafa kadsha af agav de lo ba'al le'olam b'shat ha'neder. Okay, so this is something, davar shelo ba'al le'olam yet. Because if it's not, it hasn't yet happened yet that she's made that money, and she's trying to do that from now. Now, how is that okay? If it's Devar Shalom Bala Olam, it sounds like from Rabbi Akiva that you can be makne something, Devar Shalom Bala Olam, right? That's what Rashi's saying. So how would you explain this? Meaning she's saying that I will be mekud, right? Rashi says, Ulechi atya ha'adafa kadsha afal gav de lo ba'ala olam bishat ha'neder. Whenever that extra money comes, I will be kiddushin, even though it wasn't there at the time of the neder. So the Gemara explains, no. Ha'itmar ala amarav huna b'rei derev Yushua be'omer di kadshu yaday le'osehem. He's saying that she says, my hands should be consecrated to the ones who made them, the lo'asehem, to the ones who created them. Right? She's a Misha Bera'am, the one who created them. Ve'yadayim itanu ba'olam. And the hands, my hands are here in the world. So that's not davar shelo bala olam. So Rabbi Akiva is not included here because it's not something that's not in the world yet. My hands are in the world. My handiwork, that's in the world. New Mishnah. Ha'omer li'isha, huh? My hands, so I'm saying my hands and what comes from my hands is in this world, and therefore if I make a neder on my hands, that counts, and that's not considered something that hasn't come into this world yet.
Ha'omer li'isha harat mekudeshet li al menat she'daber alayich b'shilton.
man says to the woman, I'll do kiddushin with you on condition that I speak on your behalf to the ruler of the land. Or I work for you like a poel. If he spoke on her behalf as a to the ruler, or he worked for her, mekudeshen. If not. So the Gemara says, "Amari Shalkish, v'hu shenatana shaveh pruta." That's only if he had given her also shaveh pruta, not just the service itself is marrying her; it's actually giving her the money. So the Gemara says, "Vishkar lo." The service alone would not do kiddushin. Why not? We have a brayta. If he says bischar shehi kavticha al chamor, with the service that I put you on the chamor, I read you on the chamor, or shehi kavticha al chamor, or shehi kavticha bakaron o besfina, or I placed you on the carriage or on the ship, ina mekudeshet. Those are not. That's past tense. That's not mekudeshet. But bischar shehi arkivech al chamor, but that I will put you on the donkey in the future, or shehi oshivech. Or I'll place you on the carriage or on the ship. Mekudeshet. That service is enough, and that's mekudeshet. The Gemara says v'chi tema hachinam b'di'av la shaveh pruta. Maybe over here it's also talking about that he gave her money. It's not that he just did the service. The Gemara says v'abischar kamar, but it says with the schar, with the service that I'm doing. V'od, and not only that, Tanya, it says in the Baraita, shevi mi v'tzavta v'akadesh lach lecha. If she says to him, be accompanying me, and I will do kiddushin with you. Schok lefanai, or do some schok in front of me. Rekod lefanai, dance in front of me. Asek dimus hazeh, you know, make like a tall building or something along those lines. If you do any of these things, shamin, we evaluate. Im yesh bo shaver pruta, if that value is the value of pruta, mikudeshet, then it's mikudeshet. Im lami na mikudeshet, if not. You see what? The service itself is considered enough to do kiddushin. The Gemara says, v'chi teima hachanami, v'diav la shaver pruta, maybe. He gave her a pruta. It's not that he just did the service. He gave her the pruta also. The Gemara says, "V'hashamino tokamar." We said evaluate. We didn't say give. We said evaluate if the service is worth a pruta. We didn't say give a pruta. So the Gemara says, "Tiyufta de Reish Lakish." Sounds like a contradiction on Reish Lakish that says you need to give a pruta also. Amar lach Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish tells you, "Hay tana bara." This baraita tana, he says, "Savar enna leschirut ela basof." The payment, the schirut, is only at the end of the service, at the end of the job, and that's why, according to him, you would not even need to give a shaveh pruta. It's kiddushin, even just with the service. But v'tana didan savar, our tana bar mishnah, yishna l'schirut mitchila v'atzof. He holds that the schirut is from the beginning till the end of the service, and therefore you cannot use the service as the kiddushin u'b'di'ayev la. And therefore it must be that it's talking about that you gave her a pruta, and that's how you did kiddushin. The Gemara says, "Umay duch hakei de Reish Lakish l'okmei l'matnitin b'yishna l'schirut mitchila v'atzof u'b'di'ayev la." Why does Reish Lakish need to push our Mishnah to say that it's referring to a case where the schirut is talking about from beginning to end, and he gave her a pruta? Why didn't he say that? So Amar Avam matnitin kashitei, because the Mishnah was difficult for him. My iriyah detane almenat. Why did our Mishnah say on condition? Right, the Mishnah said, someone says to the woman, marry me on condition that I speak to the ruler. Why on condition? Nitnei bischar should have said, with the service that I'll speak to the ruler. Kol almenat hecha diayev lahu. It must be anytime it says on condition, it's referring that he also gave her a pruta. It's not just the service. But new Mishnah.
If he gives it pruta, then it's obvious then it's good.
Vadai, he's just saying, the chidush is that the service is not good enough. Mishnah. If she says, on condition that my father's okay with it, ratzaha, or wants it, I should say, rather. Ratzaha av mekudeshet, im la mina mekudeshet. If the father wants it, it's good, and if not. Meta av, if the father dies, harizu mekudeshet, they're mekudeshet. We're going to see in the Gemara why. Meta ben, if the son dies, min labdina av lomar sheino ratzeh, we teach the father to say that he didn't want it, to not get into any problems. So he didn't want it, so there's no kiddushin. The Gemara says, my almenat she yirtzeh abba. What does it mean, on condition that the father wants the kiddushin? Maybe until the father says, yes, I accept. But hold on. Go to the middle of the Mishnah. We said, Meta'av harizim mekudeshet. If the father dies, we said it's kiddushin. He didn't say yes. He didn't say the word yes. He died. V'alo amar in. He didn't say the word yes. Ela, we have to explain differently. Ela flipping the amud, almenat she'ishtok abba. It must be on condition that this father stays silent.
It does not object.
That's what it's referring to. Hold on. Yeah, right? And that's what kiddushin is. Hold on. In Masefa, go to the latter part of the Mishnah. The last part. Met haben, if the son dies, melamdin et av lomar sheino ratzeh, we teach the father to say that he didn't want the kiddushin. Why do I have to teach the father that? Amai. Vashatik. He stayed silent. If he stays silent, that's kiddushin. Now you have a kiddushin problem. What do you mean you're teaching him to say he doesn't want? By staying silent when the son dies, that's kiddushin enough. Ela, we must explain, Amarla al menat shelo yimache abba. It must be some condition that the father does not say, I don't want it. Object. So hold on. Reisha bechad tama, umihat siyata v'seifa bechad tama. Hold on. The beginning of the Mishnah has one reason, one time. This middle and the end of the Mishnah has a different time. Right? The beginning of the Mishnah is saying that he says yes. The end of the Mishnah is saying no, that he doesn't object. Hold on. How does this make sense? So the Gemara says, Amar bianai, in. Yes, it could be that it's possible that the beginning is one time, and the middle and the end is another time. Where it says, Amar Yitzhakish, Shma mina midi Rabbi Yanai, we learn from Rabbi Yanai, Dachkinan umakminan matnitin betrei ta'ama, v'aliba dechad tana. We push our Mishnah to be like two reasons and one tana, v'lo mukminan betrei tana'e v'chad ta'ama. But we do not push our Mishnah to be like two tana'im and one ta'am. We rather it be one tana and two reasons. When I said Rabbi Yosef bar Ami Amar leolam chad ta'amahu. No, Rabbi Yosef, he says it's really one ta'am, one reason. Umay al menat shir. You say, Abba, what does it mean in the Mishnah when it says on condition that my father wants the kiddushin al menat shelo yimache abba mikan v'ashoshim yom? It means on condition that my father does not object from now until 30 days. That's for all of the parts of the Mishnah, and that's how we would explain our Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started by explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, and then we got into the three opinions that hold that a person can be maknet davar shelo bala olam. You can convey over to someone else something that hasn't come into the world. That was Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Meir, and we went through those three opinions. Then part number two, we got onto a new Mishnah. Somebody says to a woman, you're married to me on condition that I will speak to the ruler or I'll do work for you. If he does that, it's good, and if not, not. Next Mishnah, part number three, which was scooped onto the Amud Bed, was says on condition that my father wants it. So if the father wants it, it's good, and if not, not. If the father dies, it's good. If the son dies, we teach the father to say no. And the last part of the daf was, hold on, what does the Mishnah mean when it says on condition that my father wants the kiddushin? And we finalized by explaining, we had to explain like this according to Rabbi Machloket, we explained like Rabbi Yosef at the end that it must be Amenat Shiratzab is referring to Amenat Shiloyim Acheab, on condition that my father does not object the kiddushin, only then would the kiddushin take effect. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen Ve'Amen.